Good morning and welcome on in to Sunday Grass, my friends, an interview highlight special. My name is Debbie Lindhausen, and the Sunday Grass Show goes live out of my house in northwestern Ontario, Canada, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. However, lately, I have been doing some interviews with friends that I've met over Instagram. Just recently, I had a fun interview with Keenan Flannery, all the way from Dublin, Ireland. So we're going to start off the show today with that. And you can find all information about Keenan and his music at www.keenanflannery.com. Hope you enjoy the show.
We'll walk down from the mountain, or we'll hear the masses shouting, praise be your Lord, let it bring us home. You don't curl at the lip like you did last autumn, when time was not for counting and our love didn't stray. Tell me, babe, you could go anywhere with lots of money and no care, would you go with me? Tell me, babe, is it hard to be my lover? You say loving someone else is not how you were made, but I'll still love you anyway.
Here we go.
My mama always told me, she said, love, it isn't easy, but if love is meant to be, it'll work out in the end. And I wish it was that easy. Oh, and you still said you loved me, but now the lights are gone up and our hearts lay on the floor. Take me to that place in the winter where the sun forever shines, and my lover sleeps on a pillow of gold, and I'll be by her side. Where the trees do grow and the streams do flow, and time hasn't caught up yet. But when it does, we're gonna lay down your head, my love. Tell me, babe, if you could go anywhere with lots of money and no care, would you still go with me? Tell me, babe, I know it's hard to be my lover, maybe loving someone else was how you were made. Tell me, babe, if you could go anywhere with lots of money and no care, would you still go with me? Tell me, babe, I know it's hard to be my lover, maybe loving someone else was how you were made. Tell me, babe, if you could go anywhere with lots of money and no care, would you still go with me? Tell me, babe, I know it's hard to be my lover, maybe loving someone else was how you were made. Here we go. go anywhere with lots of money and no care. We're still going. Tell me, babe, I know it's hard to be my lover. Maybe loving someone else was how you were made, but I'll still love you.
Sunday Grass Live with Keenan Flannery this morning, award-winning folk singer-songwriter joining us from Dublin, Ireland. Born and raised on the outskirts of north inner city of Dublin in a place called Cabra, Keenan says the area was far from perfect, but was a home filled with life-changing memories. There wasn't a lot to go around, but we had a big collection of records, CDs, and tapes that belonged to my parents, and not a single minute passed without music being played, which planted the seed of my love for it. I was raised on mainly reggae, Irish ballads, and ska music, but my parents were lovers of all the weird and wonderful music, so I got to spoil my ears each and every day. This exposure to all sorts of music helped shape me into the songwriter I am today. Good morning, Keenan.
Good morning. How's things? Can you hear me, Aaron?
I can hear you just fine, and things are great. I'm so happy to have you on the show this morning. So when I was going through your bio, I was reading this here, and it's one of the most interesting bios I've read in a while. So I just want to go into it just a little bit more. So if I had to describe my music to an alien today, I would say above all else that I'm a folk songwriter, and to me, folk at its core is all about the stories. Lyrics are everything. My guitar playing has a raw incompleteness to it because I'm not the most precise player, but the imperfections are what make it folk. My hope for my songs is that they will make you feel something. It could be some sort of memory or maybe a strong emotion, laugh, cry, or even just smile and be present in the moment. All of this would mean nothing to an alien because they probably don't even speak English. I love it. I love it. And it tells a lot about your personality as well. And so tell us a little bit about, before we get into all of your music, it says award-winning. So what did you win an award for?
Well, my mother always makes sure I include that just to hype myself up. But when I was younger, I won the Songwriter of the Year in a thing called the Irish Youth Music Awards. So it was, I used to go to like a youth club, kind of like a community center type of thing. And they had songwriting classes and poetry things. And I'd often go after school and stuff. And I started writing music there. And I entered one of my songs in to represent like the local area in like an All-Ireland competition, and it was a big thing. I just was glad to be out of the house and to get free food because I was told there was free food at the event. But we went, and they really liked my song. It was a song that actually used to be on Spotify under the Irish Youth Music Award account, but it's not there anymore. But it was a song called Lady Music, and it was about personifying music as like a woman or as a significant other, and then the ups and downs of it all. And I think I wrote it when I was maybe 15, 16. And
started, were you always writing music, or was that the, mainly the beginning, that songwriting kind of course and going into that?
Well, I've always been doing music, not necessarily writing, but I used to write really bad rap songs when I was like 10, and they were terrible, and I will never utter them to another soul. At least it was a form of expression anyway.
Yeah.
And then from there, I just got hooked into Irish music, and but there's always been an appreciation for music growing up anyway, you know, it was just necessarily.
Well, in your bio, you also say one of my main influences for songwriting would be life itself. And tell us a little bit about what you mean by that.
Well, I think it life is short, you know, and it goes by very quickly if you let it. And I think there's beauty in everything, and as long as you allow yourself to be present in it. And I know that might sound hippie as hell, but I think there's everything from the coffee in the morning to a little walk outside to get your papers or whatever you do. There's poetry and everything if you allow it to be, you know. And growing up, I grew up in a place called Cabra. And Cabra's always been kind of, Dublin is split into two, the north and the south. And the south of Dublin is quite kind of a little bit more posh and a little bit more upper class. And then the north side where I'm from is kind of where the taxpayers' money hasn't reached just yet. So growing up, you know, it was always, you know, you often hear people from the areas I grew up, you know, saying like a common phrase would be, it's good to see you got out of it, which, you know, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of tropes you can fall into here. And, you know yourself, the poverty loop, as they call them. I just got lucky to be able to express myself, and I got that opportunity from my family, and also being willing to do it myself in an area that maybe, you know, you have to be a little bit harder, you know, and a little bit more, you know, tough around the edges. And I just took all that kind of hardness that I seen and just kind of wrote about it. And then, still to this day, it carries me, you know, it carries me from day to day.
Which song do you think would talk about that the most, about growing up and coming through all that?
Well, in terms of what I have out, I have a song I wrote specifically about my upbringing in Dublin, but it hasn't been released yet. But in terms of what's out there, you know, Cobblestones is a big example of that.
Let's go into Cobblestones, so, because we were talking about your upbringing. Sunday Grass Live with Keenan Flannery this morning. This is Cobblestones.
Well, a warm, soothing taste of a coffee break, bright and early in the morning, the welcoming glance from one in a million. I thought I lost, I'm falling. The smell of spice in the roaming air, and a voice that's sweetly calling, straighten your back. I want me cobblestones back in the days of longer morning. Well, you don't have to be such an arse to get people to listen while you're talking. You've said enough, more than you should, and warned the time's forgotten. Just straighten your back. I want me cobblestones back in the days of longer morning. Bodies don't move, and neither do dreams, unless they're told they have to. And there may be loads, but if you do what you're told, there'll be time for jokes and laughter. and a couple of prayers do you good. You don't have to believe them after. Just straighten your back. I want me cobblestones back. The day's a long morning. Many a talent did folks around there remember why you're here. All you are and all you want is all of yours to bear. Side street hush or a main road rush, you can stand out among the rest. If you straighten your back, I want me cobblestones back. The day's a long morning. Just straighten your back. I want me cobblestones back. In the day's a long.
Yeah, so let's get into talking about a little bit of your musical influences growing up. Who did you listen to, and who do you think influenced where your music is heading towards today?
Well, I was raised on Irish music, ska music, and reggae. Mm-hmm. They were like fundamentally what was just played in the house every single day. So as I got older, I got into I was hooked on Green Day. That was like my big thing.
Yes.
Green Day, Avenged Sevenfold, as I got into my teenage years. But when it comes to what influences me as a writer, I think my music can be a fusion between my love of like, and the upbringing in like Irish music, you know, mm-hmm. The Dubliners, the Furies. And then you've got the other mix of it, which is my love of like Americana folk music. So for me, my three biggest influences would be John Prine, mm-hmm. Townes Van Zandt, and Blaze Foley. They're like the three kind of staples that. And when you listen to them, you'll hear a lot of similarities,
yeah,
in what I do.
Well, I get the John Prine, you know, and I'm a huge fan, and I get it in your lyrics for sure. The other thing I was going to say is like your newest release, you tend to be a little bit more bluesy, and I love it. Personally, I think it's one of my favorites of yours, and I think you've done really, really well. The newest release is called Train Cart Blues, and was this done with anybody else, or was this one all on your own?
Yeah, so Train Cart Blues was written maybe probably about 4 years ago, give or take, and 3-4 years ago, and I just sat on it. I wrote it myself. It was kind of an ode to blues, you know. A lot of folk musicians, from Bob Dylan to John Prine, they've all done blues songs, you know, in their own way. And I think it's almost paying homage to where the folk genre came from, which is a lot of genres come from blues, you know.
Yes.
I kind of felt that eventually, as like a folk singer, I felt like it was good to almost pay an ode to where the genre came from.
Thank you.
Since my baby hits the ride, I do no sleeping. Since my baby hits the ride, and I've been riding on the train called Blue. Keep me satisfied. It was a lonesome month in May when my baby left me so. It was a lonesome month in May when my baby left me so. And I keep riding on these train car blues till my working days is true. Tell them that. She's gone and found another, and I'll keep riding this train car blues till I die. Put some coal on the flames, and I will get this someday. You might think I've gone insane. You'll be right to say. You think all these pretty hills and open fields, well, they would keep me sane. While she sleeps in the silence, well, all I hear is the howling off the train. Ooh. 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 Sit up night and morning to keep my soul true. Well, I sit up night and morning, oh, to keep my soul true. Well, I sit up all the time, but I won't be sitting with you. I do no sleeping since my baby hits the ride. Well, yeah, I do no sleeping. Baby hits the ride. She's gone and found another. I keep riding this train car blues till I die. She's gone and found another. I keep riding the train car blues till I die. Ooh. Come on, Mr. Blues Man.